The Spoken Word.
Coming to you live while being pre-recorded pretty close to the Atlantic Ocean in beautiful Dover, New Hampshire. It's the number one old-time radio show as determined by number1ratings.com, the internet site that rates anything number one for only $2. Yes, it's the number one rated heirloom radio, a different kind of oldies program on soundcloud.com with your host, John Lovering, who the last time we checked was also alive when he was pre-recorded. Yes, it is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show that could be also known as Theater of the Mind, Imagination Theater, Radio Theater, Old-Time Radio Theater, Classic Radio Theater, or that program where the old guy plays old radio shows theater. But if you have never heard old-time radio shows, then to you, they are new radio shows. So welcome to the new Heirloom Radio Show. And now here, just back from the bathroom down the hallway and currently experiencing no irregular heartbeat, is your host, John Lovering.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press.
Let's go back tonight to another time.
Rogers in the...
Turn with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men?
The Don't
touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to Blondie.
Tales of the Supernatural.
Tracy Allen.
You are there.
We offer you escape.
Daddy's coming down off the porch.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash.
Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, is on the air. Welcome to Heirloom Radio, my fourth episode of Vic and Sade. The initial two tracks of Vic and Sade are on the podcast and contain a detailed history of the program, but this track is a very brief intro into the particular story you're about to hear. If you would like to know the history behind the series, please check out one of the first two episodes entitled Bacon Sandwiches and Smelly Clark's First Big Date. In this fourth episode of this pure down-home and extremely popular series about everyday happenings in a family and neighborhood, the setting is the home of Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their adopted son, Rush. It seems that Sade has decided to plant a vegetable garden, but she doesn't exactly get good vibes from her husband, Vic, or Rush. The episode is properly entitled The Vegetable Garden and was originally broadcast on NBC on January 12, 1940. Here is Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic and young Rush are established on opposite sides of the library table and until a moment ago briskly played at rummy. Sade, however, has just issued a news bulletin completely paralyzing the game. Listen.
Why, I thought you'd be delighted. And look at your faces. Jaws dropped down on your chest 9 feet.
I don't see why my jaw should drop. Matter doesn't affect me.
Affects all three of us.
I beg to differ.
Well, this is astonishing. I'd have bet my shirt you two fellas would dance around the house with joy. What's eating you, Mary Sunshine?
Nothing.
Sitting there so glum, a person would think you'd lost your best friend.
Mm.
You're not overjoyed at the prospect of having your own garden?
It's already my garden, huh? Only been in the family 6 seconds, and already it's my garden.
Somebody knocked me over with a feather.
What prompted this sudden surge of generosity on Ms. Harris's part?
Somebody knocked me over with a feather.
I don't mind helping around a garden once in a while, but I don't want an entire garden hung on my neck.
Somebody knocked me over with a feather.
You said that.
No joking. I thought you fellas would jump up and down, you'd be so glad. I thought men and boys love puttering in gardens.
I love puttering around in gardens, but
to a reasonable
tough job
extent,
to take care of a great big one.
I'm not going to be able
heck,
to.
You can't
well, we've got it now.
Mm-hmm. That don't forget, I have to work all day long, and I'm not going to call around
we've
all
got
night
it now.
Long.
I accepted it from Miss Harris and thanked her for it. It's ours. This summer, we raise our own vegetables.
Miss Harris's unprecedented outburst of
generosity. Miss Harris is good as gold.
Miss Harris is probably better than gold. However, one wonders why
somebody knocked me over with a feather.
You've made that observation several times, Sadie.
I think I'll make it again. Somebody knocked me over with a feather. Here I come dashing home with the idea I was bringing the dandiest news in town. People look at me as if I'd made the announcement the world was coming to an end.
Your dandy news hardly involves me. I'm gainfully employed at the Consolidated Kitchenware Company. At the end of each day, I'm weary and in need of relaxation. I can't see myself grubbing around in the dirt. Wielding spades and pitchforks and crawling on my hands and knees.
The bullet that choked Billy Patterson.
Okay. The bullet that choked Billy Patterson.
Why, how many times have we sat out on our back steps of an evening and watched people up and down the alley working in their vegetable gardens? And how many times have you made the remark you'd give anything in the world if you had a vegetable garden to work in?
I doubt if I ever made a remark that strong.
Billions of times.
My powerful craving for a vegetable garden never reached such proportions.
Well,
that
we got a vegetable garden now. Yes, sir.
Mom, I have rather elaborate plans for this coming summer vacation, and I don't
see how... I'll bet you have. You're the party that astonishes me, Rush.
Uh-huh.
I had the wild notion boys were crazy about having their own garden.
My own garden already, huh?
The bullet that choked Billy Patterson.
You might also reiterate the sentiment about somebody knocking you over with a feather.
Yes, somebody knocked me over with a feather.
You haven't as yet explained why Ms. Harris decided to abandon agricultural pursuits on her own hook and relinquish her fertile acres to us.
Because she'll be busy this spring and summer. Expects to take another roomer. And she's not as young as she used to be anymore. Hard work tells on her easy.
So she generously...
said we could have that ground she's been using for a garden all these years. Ms. Gook, she says, you people get the good out of it. And it was perfectly lovely of her, too. I said, Vic and Rush will jump out of their hides. They'll be so delighted to have a garden of their own. Didn't expect to come home here with my news and see these sour faces.
Somebody knocked me over with a feather.
Yeah, somebody knocked me over with a feather.
That's a monstrous big chunk of ground over in her backyard she's been using for a garden.
Yes, it is. Very lovely and large.
An individual just about killed herself digging and spading it up.
Miss Harris is still alive, and she cultivated that chunk of ground every summer for 15 years. All by herself. Spaded, planted, hoed, watered, weeded, and everything else. All that on top of taking care of a house full of roomers. There's three of us. I imagine we can do it and survive.
When do people start gardens?
I don't know. When do they?
I asked you.
Spring, ain't it?
Haven't the slightest idea.
I think there's crops you plant in spring. Be something for us to inquire about. Won't it be fine to have our own homegrown vegetables on the table?
The very thought of such ecstasy unmans me.
The very thought of any work unmans you.
My work is at the offices of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company. I hardly contemplate a change this late in life. Tilling the soil is an honorable occupation, and I have nothing but the greatest respect for it. But at the same time, I don't...
See, I got my job cut out for me. Willie, don't you think it'll be fun having vegetables on the table you've raised all by yourself?
Raised all by myself is probably 100% correct.
Radishes, onions, beets, lettuce, turnips, parsnips, cabbage, rutabaggy.
Peanuts, sauerkraut, cigars, cotton, wheat, barley, sugarcane, popcorn, asparagus, and butterfat.
Very, very funny.
Spinach, round steak, and bed linen.
Very, very funny.
No, but... seems to me Ma Harris's dainty gift is a little on the white elephant side.
Just what do you mean by that?
She hands us what amounts to a 90-acre farm and sweetly suggests we break our backs turning over 40 square miles of rich, fertile earth.
The stretch of ground along Razor Scum's fence there, I don't believe, takes up 90 acres. I also doubt very much if it's 40 square miles.
Plenty of territory, though, Mom. Holy smoke, take a guy a week to spade it all up.
Miss Harris spades it all up. A frail little woman.
Since when was she frail?
Frailer than she used to be.
Yeah, paid the way to a ton.
At any rate, she's a woman.
I'd say.
And she managed to spade up that patch of garden year in and year out. Be funny if two monstrous big men like you two couldn't do it.
I don't mind so much the idea of a garden, ma'am. If it was decent sized. Take Miss Husher's garden now.
You mean where she grows them sweet peas?
Yeah.
That's your speed, huh?
Yeah.
Ever notice that little smidgen of ground where Miss Husher puts in sweet peas?
Yeah.
About the size of that hall carpet there.
Sure. Miss Harris's darn garden's about the size of the state of Indiana. Another thing is, we'll have to put out a lot of money. We got no hoes and rakes and spades and pitchforks.
That's another lovely thing. She's going to lend us hers.
Hmm.
Hoes, spades, shovels, pitchforks, sprinkling cans, and the whole works.
Hmm.
Of course, in order to balance up the ledger, we'll be expected to do a few favors on our side.
Split the crops, huh?
Exactly. And is that any more than fair? We'll give her all the lettuce, radishes, and onions and dope she can use.
Miss Harris, old sock, here's your cut. 9 olives, 6 cranberries, 11 mushmelons, 14 seashells, and a nice spare tire.
No, but is it any more than fair?
My suggestion for an equitable solution to the matter is to give Ma Harris her vast acres back on the silver platter.
Oh, no.
Thunder said we don't. Won't be hard up for vegetables this summer. You can buy vegetables at the grocery store for next to nothing. When radishes are in season, you can look in at Croucher's and carry home enough to choke a horse for a nickel.
Sure.
Same thing with onions and cabbage and junk.
Croucher sell a bundle of green onions for a dime you could stuff a mattress with.
What's the sense in spending the fine evenings in the summertime laying on your stomach in the dirt over in Ma Harris's backyard?
What's the sense in breaking your back trying to grow a head of cabbage when you can buy a head of cabbage the size of a piano for 5 cents?
And
what's
the
sense in spending
the
a
whole
lot of money
summertime
and time when
just to raise
a
baby?
Might as well save your breath.
Get all the vegetables you can
buy.
Might as well save your breath. The matter is all settled.
Don't have to be settled.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yes.
But
holy smoke, a guy don't expect to spend all day long at home. Thing that beats me is you fellas taking this attitude. I thought men and boys loved having their own garden. I come rushing over here thinking you'd jump through the ceiling, you'd be so happy. And then to see these sour faces.
Somebody knocked me over with a feather.
Yes, somebody knocked me over with a feather.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.